Hey everybody, Thursday, December 2nd, and here we are again on another Thursday, December 2nd.
Hooray.
How many Thursday, December 2nds have there been?
Ever?
Ever? Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. When did December come into being?
A couple days ago.
Then one.
Just the one, then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was afraid that it was one of those weird Panama Canal things.
What? The Panama Canal has existed forever, and only exists on Fridays.
No, I Pantsless just made a joke about it, and I remembered it must have been on the radio. Where I was talking about going through the Panama Canal and how everything at the Panama Canal happens at exactly the same time. It's like a simultaneity nexus.
What?
That's why you can only go through it in one direction.
What are you talking about?
You can only go through the Panama Canal in one direction. Otherwise, you run the risk of running into yourself, because everything that has ever happened at the Panama Canal happens at the same time, always.
Huh.
But if you went through it a second time...
Doesn't that also mean you can only go through once?
If you went through it a second time, you have to come in, like, behind yourself the first time, or in front of yourself the first time, and you can't get out of your boat, because you might meet yourself and create a paradox.
But how... If it's happening at the same time, wouldn't you meet yourself regardless?
Listen, man... I don't make the rules of these systems that I make up the rules for. I just report the news. And I ask for the news, not the weather. So I'll thank you to stop spitting on my face.
Okay.
Hey, we're back in the P Honix. That's what
Yes. Cool
kids call it. We call it P Town. We call it Faux Town. We eat a lot of pho here.
Yeah.
And sometimes the place is really busy, so we have to wait in line, which we refer to as the pho queue.
Oh, nice.
Got that. I'm here with Hot Stuff and Riff. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Neither of you have been on the radio in like a month.
Yeah, really.
It's been several weeks.
Yeah. What have you been up to? What have you been up to, Hot Stuff?
I went to the East Coast for a little while.
How was that?
It was awesome.
Cold?
It was
snowy.
It was colder than here.
Was it miserable? Did you pitch a fit?
I did not pitch any fits.
Did you pitch a tent?
I might have pitched a tent.
Does that mean you camped or you got a boner with your pants on?
One or both.
Okay. Do you wear pants in a tent?
Sometimes.
So sometimes you pitch a tent in a tent?
Yeah.
After pitching a tent?
Yeah. Have you ever pitched a pup tent?
No, I have a big dick. So when I pitch a tent, it's like a Coleman jumbo family size tent. When I pitch a tent, it's an RV.
Family size.
Yeah. An entire family can fit in my penis.
Not one of those...
An entire family of parrots can stand side by side on...
Micro-machines.
Did you ever see that picture on Rotten.com of a parrot perched on a dude's dick?
God, that sounds awful.
You know what's awful? Is whatever the fuck is going on with my...
throat?
Bronchi and throat, yeah. Just like... I'm back at the point where I get to, like, once a year where I just have a cold that won't go away. And it's like, I feel pretty normal, but, like, every day, sore throat. And then every night at about 8 o'clock, I start coughing. So it's going to be a great radio show.
Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah. So we've been working a lot on the Crimbos. We've been working a lot on this item of the month that... There was this item of the month idea that nobody paid any attention to until the last minute, and then I decided that we didn't have time to do it right. So we collaboratively came up with another new item of the month idea from Whole Cloth. This is, I think, the most significant collaboration. Like, this item of the month is going to be the one that was the most all of our ideas.
Yeah.
Of all of them.
Huh. I wonder if it will be better or worse because of it.
Because it's designed by committee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's terrible. It might be terrible. I think it's fun. It seems pretty cool.
I mean, it's... we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
Everybody will see in like 15 minutes.
You think?
But people can yell at us before the show is even over. Hey, you fags. This item of the month sucks. That's what they'll say. What'd you do on the East Coast? Just visit people?
Visit people, yeah. Mostly.
You didn't go to any museums?
Nope. No, it was all
Did
just...
Did you go to any art galleries?
Socializing. Nope.
Did you see any movies?
I saw Scott Pilgrim on the TV and a documentary about DC Comics.
That you didn't see the first 15 minutes of, so you don't know how they started?
Yeah. And then I watched Baron Munchausen. I watched
Good. I saw that just recently.
Eastern Promises.
I've never seen Baron von Munchausen, and I've never heard of Eastern Promises.
It's pretty good. David Cronenberg film.
What else has David Cronenberg done?
He did History of Violence.
Okay. Existenz.
Yeah. But it's why, Eastern Promises.
Okay,
is really
so
good.
Why do I know his name? Like, A History of Violence and Existenz are not movies that
you know of.
Establish.
I mean, History of Violence is pretty well.
Yeah, but it was very
known.
Recent.
What was the one? There's something.
Sure, but it was
Terradrome or something like that.
Before Eastern Promises, yeah, I don't know. His name sounds like Steven Soderbergh, so you might be thinking of him instead.
Did David Cronenberg do like Jacob's Ladder?
Maybe. It's possible.
Like,
That's a thing that he might have done.
Is he like a mini David Lynch?
Not always. Like, Eastern Promises was very straightforward as a movie.
He did Videodrome, Scanners.
Okay.
The remake of The Fly.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, he's like a Clive Barker. He's like a Clive Cussler.
Wow,
he's
man.
Like a Sidney Sheldon. I don't know. He is to John Romero what George Romero is to
you should write the SATs.
Paul McCartney.
You should.
Yeah. No, I should. I should write the SATs, and then we should adopt that form of government that I think we should adopt, where it's feudalism with the aristocracy and land ownership chosen based on SAT scores.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm down with that.
You would probably have the highest scores since you wrote the test.
That's what I'm saying. So I would get the pick of the harem. Because the males would work in the fields, and women would be in the harems.
All of them?
Yeah.
All of them.
Even the ones that weren't cute?
Oh, yeah. They can you know, like, use exfoliators on the cute ones.
Okay.
Right, I mean, they... Because they need somebody to take care of them. Right?
There'd be some sort of caste system in your harem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be determined by a cat fight. No, because I don't want the butch ones ending up on top. Yeah, that would
suck.
So to speak. How do I figure it out? By a being hot contest.
A being hot contest? Is that like an am
inversely
I hot or not?
By weight. That's,
you could just
that's how the
so the babies the female babies
yeah the female babies would be the best.
Just no, you just
which,
since
you're exactly
making
you
the
want.
SAT anyway, you just said a third chapter, so it'll be math and language and hotness.
Oh yeah,
but they're not ranked in the harem by their math and language skills, are they?
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe, because maybe sometimes what you want instead of a hand job is somebody to read you poetry that they wrote.
Yeah. Okay.
And then tell you how many lines it was. And then tell you how many December 2nds there have been. That's something I'd be interested in, for instance, after I was done getting a hand job.
Sure.
Hey, thanks for the hand job. Hey, how many December 2nds do you think there have been? That's exactly the kind of,
So that's like math and poetry.
Yeah, the afterglow. That's afterglow conversation right there.
So you'd have, instead of a verbal section, you'd have
talk.
Math, poetry, and hotness.
Yeah, math, poetry, and hotness. Verbal is all poetry. I mean, all language is poetry.
I guess.
Man, if photography is art, language is poetry. Like, seriously. If photography is art, then the ingredients list from a bag of hot dog buns is poetry. I'm sorry.
It just follows.
Yes, it clearly follows. you argue pretty firmly that photography is art, right?
I would believe that it is. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that you do in photography that are intentional. I don't know that picking random letters out of a hat.
I would say that not every photograph someone takes is art, but photography can be used.
It's an art form.
I'm not saying that a photograph can't be art. I'm not saying that, you know, like, you know, every time I see the moon during the day, I think, oop, art.
Right.
A picture of that would be art. Somebody call Ansel Adams. And then you remind me that Ansel Adams has been dead for a long time.
Yeah.
Man, I was pretty excited. I think I talked about this on the radio already. But I was pretty excited to see Marcel Duchamp's urinal with our mutt on it. In a museum in Philadelphia.
I said it was not art.
Yeah, I know. You did say it was not art. And then I got to thinking, about the arguments that I've had with you about photography, and I don't remember any of them, because I barely ever
listened. I don't remember any of them either, to be honest.
I think we might have just we might have touched on it and never actually fully discussed it. I have a hard time saying that photography is an art form without having to admit that, like, you know, the living room is an art form, right? Like, just the existence of objects in the world.
I mean, there are definitely
is an art form.
Installation pieces that are just like living rooms and stuff. Like, why would that not be an art form? I guess I'm confused.
Well, I mean, so you know, people would argue that architecture is an art form.
Right.
Right. People would argue that interior design is an art form.
Okay.
People would argue that, like, being really good at washing the dishes is an art form. But at some point, it's bullshit, right? Like,
there could be an artistry to the way one washes dishes.
Sure,
potentially.
But that does not mean that washing dishes is an art form. There can be an artistry to the way furniture is arranged, but I don't think that arranging furniture is an art form.
Is it necessary to, in order for something to be art, is it necessary for the artist to have done it deliberately as art?
I think so. Yeah, I think that is where I.
Art requires some deliberation. Art requires
the notion
of an audience.
And it almost has to be
at some point.
It almost has to be purposeless in order for me to consider it to be art. That's why I have a hard time with architecture as, like, a facade on a building. I can say, yes, that's art because that's sculpture. That's not architecture.
Why does it have to be purposeless, though?
That's
like,
just
why can't the design of something be art?
Because it's design. And design is a different thing.
Hmm.
So, what about architecture that is specifically not useful?
Like dollhouses.
Well, like some of like the crazy Gaudi stuff, or some of this, you know, the.
I've never seen any Gaudi stuff. I had never heard of him until there was apparently some museum that my ex-wife went to in Spain, where you fall off bridges. Didn't he die by getting hit by a train?
I don't know.
I think that's how Gaudi died, is he just, like, accidentally walked out in front of a train.
That sounds,
Or maybe he committed suicide.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that sounds like suicide.
By walking out in front of a train. yeah, I don't know. You know, poetry, I think poetry is art, and it has a purpose. Its purpose is to evoke emotion, right? But it doesn't have, like, a practical purpose, right? Like, I
mean, I think all art has to be, in some ways, communicating something communicative, right? Like, there has to be...
Right, which is why I have a hard time with photography, because I don't necessarily, like, I think if a one-to-one representation of something counts as communicative, then the existence of the thing counts as communicative.
But you're...
But photography also includes...
You're editing out all kinds of other things. You're transforming
you're
a three-dimensional thing into a two-dimensional thing. You know, you're exposing it in a certain way to like reduce depth of contrast. You're potentially having things that are like in focus and some things that are out of focus. You know, you're like your depth of field is an issue. There's all kinds of f-stop. Yeah, you're f-stopping. I mean, you're doing all kinds of things that are not. I mean, there's no such thing as a one-to-one like a photograph is not reality. Right?
Are you telling me that the map is not the territory?
Yes.
If you drew a map that was the exact size and shape of the territory with the exact contents of the territory, would it be the territory?
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be a map.
How do you figure?
What do you mean, how do I figure? So if I'm going to draw you a map of this desk by giving you another desk that is the exact same thing, it's not a map
anymore. But you could put an X on it that represented the location of a treasure buried in the first desk, and then that second desk would be a map. Anything that tells you where treasure is a map, by definition.
Huh.
Well, seriously, though, I mean, like, is there a continuum? I mean, like, is a globe a map?
Yes.
Yes. So, okay, is a globe that's twice as big as that globe a map? Is a globe that's three times as big as that globe and made of dirt with water on it a map? Like, where does it stop being a map and start just being another planet? Right?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, we could
there's
ask...
There's got to be a continuum.
We could ask the International astrophysical union or whatever the whichever governing body decided Pluto was not a man.
Boy, did you hear about that disappointing NASA announcement?
It depends on what you find disappointing. I think that's pretty cool.
What actually was it? I heard there was going to be an announcement, but I didn't hear what it was.
They found out that it's possible for microorganisms to exist in under conditions that they thought were impossible.
Well, not just that.
Is it actually non-carbon based?
It's not non-carbon based. It's non-phosphorus based.
Okay.
So, you know, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and sulfur were considered the six building blocks of all life as we know it. And they have found life that can use arsenic instead of phosphorus. Huh. So there's, like, and this is the first time that sort of convention has ever been sort of circumvented or whatever, so now they're considering...
Circumscribed.
And now it's possible that maybe there are things like, I mean, like there's been, you know, science fiction has had all kinds of things based on silicon instead of carbon, right? So if that were possible, like there are just other kinds of environments and other kinds of places that we could start looking for life because we previously thought that they were inhospitable, right?
I was hoping they'd found a monolith.
Yeah, well, when you said something about Saturn's moon and
whatever. That was what people were suggesting. Yesterday. People. Okay. Top men.
Top men.
Where did we go that we saw some big warehouse filled with stuff?
I don't remember.
Maybe I was with Scully. Yeah, it was at the brewery. There was a really big refrigerator that was just row upon row of identical crates of beer. And I suggested the top men.
We're drinking on it.
Top men. Yeah. It was funny at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I can't talk without coughing.
Can you cough without talking?
I think so. did I say anything just then? Coughing an art form?
Probably
if I saved all the stuff that I coughed up and made a representation of the Mona Lisa.
I mean, that one guy was Lepetime and made farting an art form.
That's true.
Coughing is very similar.
Yeah.
Lepetamine?
We need a court flatulist. Yeah, Lepetamine, the flatulist. He was a famous French flatulist. I'm not even making this up. Neither is Riff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Although, I did not know about that guy prior to Wikipedia, so it's possible that 4chan just made that guy up. it is really possible that within the last 10 years, somebody has just inserted things into history, like...
Via Wikipedia?
Yeah. Like... And then that suddenly becomes a reliable source. And then it makes you question everything.
I don't exactly understand how you can make significant edits to Wikipedia pages these days with bots constantly reversing large edits. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I think you have to be established as a member. Like, you have to have clout.
You have to have shown to be, that guy your member over a steak dinner.
Whatever asshole thinks he's in charge of that particular article, you have to...
But, I mean, there are bots that are just, like, watching all of Wikipedia, changing stuff back, like, to prevent, you know, vandalism or whatever. Mm. Although, clearly, they don't always work if people still see instances of vandalism, so I don't know what the deal is. Yeah, whatever.
Eccentric Ohm says, "All art is quite useless," as an Oscar Wilde quote. I want to be more like Oscar Wilde. Are there any dudes I can have sex with and then get arrested for it? And then get syphilis? Did he get syphilis?
I don't know.
Stephen Fry could play you in the movie.
Huh? Stephen Fry could play...
What movie?
The one based on his life.
The importance of being Oscar Wilde.
Stephen Fry's life?
Yeah.
The importance of being Ernest is a really good play.
Is it?
Yeah. I read it.
It's really well written.
I read it. I liked it. It made me want to read other stuff by Oscar Wilde, but then when I started reading The Picture of Dorian Gray, I stopped.
Really?
Because
the book was getting older and you were staying the same age,
yeah,
and you're like, I don't want to finish this in case it's some sort of voodoo book. You could read some, like, Tom Stoppard plays.
I think our video game is haunted.
Our video game?
There's some crazy shit going on. I don't know what the fuck.
Do you think it's that necromancer?
Chat's broken on live. It's working fine.
What is chat doing?
Suddenly came back, just not working for anyone. People were saying player search wasn't working. Like, I'm getting nervous about
database server.
I'm getting nervous about the database server.
Shit, that sucks. Huh. Well, you know, it's a good thing that, like, Crimbo is not a time...
Yeah, it's a good thing we're not having it, yeah. Not having a whole bunch of people going to try and play.
That would be... I mean, it's, what, they're like 5 years old now, 6 years old, those servers. That would be really awkward.
It wouldn't be that hard to fix, honestly.
To just swap out a database server?
Well, sure. The way they're backed up now, I mean, I feel like it would be... Like, I feel like if we lost one of those database servers, the game would be down for probably 48 hours. I don't actually know. I don't know how quickly we could get that powerful of a machine ordered.
Yeah, because if it took Dell, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Huh. Curious.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. CD Moyer will fix it. We should launch a new item in the month in the middle of all this crap.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm going to tell them to maybe hold off.
On the launching?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry, radio listeners, who, damn it. Riff, what have you been up to these last 3 weeks?
I'm playing Fallout New Vegas. I finally got into the Strip. And
the Strip Club?
The Strip in general, the place where the strip clubs are. And I started a large and kind of ridiculous collection of vintage playing cards.
In real life. You keep getting like 5 packages a day.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of cards all at once on eBay.
And so they've been trickling in
over the last couple of days.
He's making his own caravan decks.
Not specifically a caravan deck, although that's what inspired me. I just wanted to make a 54-card deck of every card having a different back and all of them being kind of interesting and
the problem
vintage-y and weird.
That I have with that is that they're not all the same size.
Bridge cards are of a standard size, actually.
Are they?
Yeah.
Because, like, I have had many, many decks of cards, and they have almost always been slightly different.
They're enough the same.
Like, shuffling is a huge pain in the ass with different decks.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, one of the nice things about a deck of cards is that it is cut by the same die that, like, cuts all the other cards, and so they just are uniform.
I feel like, for the most part, these cards that I've got are all about the same size within a certain minimum tolerance.
Have you tried shuffling them?
No, I haven't mixed them together yet.
Are you? I mean, really, you could make 54 decks, each of which was...
Nearly. Not all the decks are 100% complete. Like, some of these decks that I've got are missing the Jokers, or
why do you buy them like that?
So that, firstly, so that if it was a really interesting old deck of playing cards that was complete, I would feel weird about breaking them up.
Okay.
And secondly, because the one incomplete decks are cheaper to buy.
How much are you paying for these things?
A couple to $5 per deck.
Okay. So you're spending anywhere from $100 to $200.
Yeah, and I figure I'll be able to make enough decks that I can probably sell a few on Etsy or eBay or something and make a little of it back.
Huh. You could probably sell those decks for $60 each.
I wouldn't go that far, but
I'll give you $100 for one of them right now.
Well, okay.
I'm not really going to give you $100 for them. You could give them away as presents to people who you don't care whether they're happy or not. Really, that's true of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we have...
Here is some turd.
You know, if we knew some people who we wanted all of their shit to get broken, we could have Roy build them some shelves.
He keeps installing the hardware upside down.
Yeah, he likes the way that these shelf brackets look when they're upside down. And so he builds the shelves upside down, and then eventually they fucking collapse and fall out of the wall.
Yeah.
Every time. When his falls, it's probably going to break that monitor.
It might. It's unlikely.
Well,
it doesn't have a lot of heavy stuff on it.
Oh, man. Now I'm all nervous about the servers.
I think that's a reasonable thing to be nervous about.
Let's see. Linguini Lad says, has Feast of Boris ever been on a stat day? Has Festival of Jarlsberg ever been on a mist day? I don't think it's possible for those things to happen, right?
I know that we did specifically set up Feast of Boris such that it would never appear on a stat day.
I mean, the only thing is if Thanksgiving is on a stat day, right? Like,
yeah, that's why Feast of Boris is not... That's why Thanksgiving is not also a Feast of Boris.
But it is.
I'm pretty sure it's not, and that's why.
No, Chris made it like that. He put in that code to detect when Thanksgiving is.
Yeah.
It was Thanksgiving. It was Feast of Boris on this last Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe that'll happen. And it'll be fine. It will be fine. Cloudstrife is asking, open after Crimbo package, please. I really like that idea. Every year when somebody suggests it, I'm like, I really like that idea, and then we don't do anything about it. Sorry. I'm sorry. Did you have anything else you wanted to talk about, Riff? I just started answering.
Nothing else comes to mind offhand.
How's New Vegas feeling?
It's pretty good. I got a new apartment in that casino and had to move all my shit from my old apartment.
Well, I'm just not going to move it.
It only took about, how long is an episode of Jordan Jesse Go? Like an hour?
Hour and a half.
It took one episode of Jordan Jesse Go.
Which one?
A recent one, but not the newest one. I don't remember offhand.
Everybody should download the Stop Podcasting Yourself with Moshe Kasher.
That was kind of intense.
It's pretty funny.
Why is it so intense?
Did you Photoshop... Did you actually take a picture of Dana to replace that old picture? Or did you Photoshop that onto a picture that you had of her wearing a black shirt?
I might have Photoshopped it. Does it look weird?
No. I just didn't remember that ever happening.
Yeah, I Photoshopped it.
Anyway, King Stupid asks, will Jick be mean to Hot Stuff? Will Riff laugh at his McFortune? McFortune?
My McFortune?
Yes. Will you laugh at your McFortune? You know, McDonald's has started selling Chinese food.
Yeah.
Also selling Chinese food.
You know, they did have fortune cookies at that one point. They did, there was like a McNuggets, like a Chinese food McNuggets deal. Do you remember that?
No.
You got your box of McNuggets and a couple of Oriental-style dipping sauces and a pair of chopsticks and a fortune cookie.
Huh.
Wow, that doesn't sound like a real thing, Riff.
It was a long time ago. It may have been not long after McNuggets happened.
It may have been not long after you took acid that one time when you were a kid.
I mean, maybe this is the same kind of thing as OK Soda, where like it was only test marketed in one city, and it was yours. And then did not
it
do
certainly
well.
Didn't, it wasn't a thing for very long.
Anyway, will Jit complain about microwaves, says King Stupid? Nope. I will tell you what happened, though. When I tried to play a video game the other day, god damn it.
It was Shanghai McNuggets in 1987.
Huh.
Wow.
And I found a commercial.
Shanghai McNuggets.
That's weird, but that's a real thing.
Check out, I came up with the best video game NPC name today.
Yeah.
Douglas Duck Trouble.
That's pretty good.
He's a guy who is having trouble with ducks.
Oh.
And you need to help him. And he wonders why. He wonders why all these ducks keep causing problems for him, but he doesn't realize that his last name has cursed him to a lifetime of repeated duck problems. You know how consoles are supposed to be advantageous over PCs because you can just fucking put a game in and play it and it just works and you don't have to worry about getting your hardware all set up and shit?
It used to be like that.
Yeah, it certainly did. Used to be like that. But now, seriously, now, fucking PC, man. If your PC is working enough that it's running Windows, you can fucking play a game faster and more easily than you can on a goddamn console.
I remember loving the fact that a console game meant that it had to fucking work. And that it had to be bug-free because there weren't any fucking updates.
Yep.
I sure do miss that situation.
Yeah. You're angry about New Vegas, huh?
I am pretty pissed.
Have you lost a lot of progress to bugs?
No, I save pretty frequently, and it it auto-saves enough that if I crash, I don't lose a lot, but it is basically guaranteed that if I play for more than a couple hours, I'm going to crash a couple of times in that play session.
Yep.
And I just think it's fucking reprehensible that they let it go out of that go out of the door.
Especially in an engine that's like 4 years old.
Yeah, and it's this is the second Fallout game made with this engine, and it had these problems the first time.
A friend got 30 hours in, got some kind of addiction that there is no working cure for, and now has a strength of negative two.
So he can't carry anything.
So he can't carry anything.
Damn.
Yeah, so he's basically, he's like 30 hours in, doesn't want to have to redo it, and if they don't patch it, he's just fucked.
That's crazy.
He doesn't have any saves from prior to that becoming addicted.
Maybe 20 hours ago.
That game has an itchy trigger finger on getting you addicted to things.
Yeah.
I drank one bottle of scotch and got addicted.
Can you, like... Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. So, what happened to me was I was taking a PS3, and I had to move it from one room of my house to another, different television. And in the downstairs TV, it had been plugged in via HDMI. And working just fine, I guess. I don't fucking know. I never play it, because it never works. No, I'm sure it works. Took it upstairs to a television that didn't have an HDMI cable, and it just wouldn't output anything out the video plug thing. Like, I had the old plug that went to composite, and I was like, well, maybe the cable's bad, you know, because I, like, tried something else. There were so many fucking things that could be wrong, so many things that could just fail to work. Like, well, maybe this input on the TV isn't working. Maybe this input on the TV is mislabeled. Maybe the TV is telling me it's on a different input than it actually is. Plug something else into that composite.
Maybe this
input
isn't actually a TV.
And it worked just fine. Yes, maybe I've actually plugged this into my cat. It keeps meowing and scratching me every time I crank up the voltage. Because that's how it works. You have a crank that determines the output video voltage. So then I was like, well, I gotta go to GameStop anyway. I'll just get I don't want to use the composite. I'll just get a component cable for the PS3, mm-hmm. so that I can use the best, you know, the best output that this TV can take input wise. So tried that into ports that definitely worked, and still no output. And then I had to like fucking search on the internet for what the fuck my PS3 will only put video out on HDMI.
Is that at what you actually Googled for?
Yes, yeah,
what the fuck?
And, like, if you ever put a fucking HDMI cable in your PS3, and then you ever want it to output on anything other than the goddamn HDMI port again, you have to, like, turn it on, wait for it to boot up, and then hold down the power button for, like, 10 seconds until it beeps twice, and then restart it.
Huh.
And then it will output video on the right thing. But, like, how the fuck are you supposed to know that?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like,
it's a fucking
what I was looking for,
secret code.
What I was desperately hoping for was a fucking switch that said HDMI or other output. Because, like, that would make sense, right? And it's not like a thing you need to switch back and forth. Like, that, why the fuck is that in software?
It might not be in software.
You'd think it would detect based on what kind of
firmware
fucking cable you've got it plugged into.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think that. Makes me mad. Anyway, crisis averted. It worked, you know.
Crisis
averted. And I only bought one $15 cable that I didn't technically need. King Stupid says, I was looking in the store of loathing today. Remember, kids, get your Christmas orders in by December 3rd. And who's the new female model next to Jick? Is it the hot Whole Foods girl? She kind of looks like the Whole Foods girl. Not really. Giarge says, if you started playing KOL for the first time today, what percentage of references do you reckon you'd get? What percentage do you expect the average player gets? I think I would get all of them.
I don't think you would get all of them. I think there would be at least two that you do not get.
I had to explain
there's all kinds
Boston
of Discworld.
Charlie yesterday.
Discworld stuff that you wouldn't
get.
Had
to explain what?
Boston Charlie.
What is that?
It's a line, or well, yeah, it, I mean, it's a reference to the old Walt Kelly Pogo comic strips. There's a Christmas carol in there called Deck Us All with Boston Charlie. And it's kind of a traditional song in my family.
I see. Right, like the one where Good King Sauerkraut looked out.
On his feet's uneven.
On his feet's uneven. Why is your dad obsessed with Walt Kelly's pogo riff?
It was basically the Bloom County of the time.
Why do you know what Bloom County is?
The card for the T in Boston is the Charlie card.
Mm-hmm. Is it in the trees?
Yes, it's in the trees.
Oh, Boston Charlie. Oh, okay. Why is it called the Charlie card?
I don't know.
The one in England is the Oyster card?
The Charles River flows through Boston.
Makes sense. Why is it the Oyster card? I couldn't figure that one out.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably an acronym.
I don't know. Maybe you can eat soup with it?
Why is it the Metro card in New York?
Because it's the New York Metro.
Yeah. What's the one in San Francisco? I don't even know.
BART.
BART.
There's the Muni, and then there's the BART.
Do we have BART cards? Is that what they called them?
Yes.
BART cards?
Bay Area Rapid Transit.
I know that the fucking train is called BART. I don't know what the
card
is.
Oh, the card. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't think that you were making that up.
BART card. I think it's a BART card.
BART card.
I'm excited to use my new iPhone apps that tell you exactly when and where all the Muni buses and BART trains are.
Is that a thing? Are we going to be able to ride the shit out of some buses?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ride the shit out of
Nothing I like more than riding some buses. That isn't true. There's nothing I like less than riding buses.
You like riding planes way less than you like riding buses.
Oh, that's true. I'd much rather ride a bus than a plane. I'd rather ride a train than a bus.
What if you imagined planes as trains with wings?
That's horrifying. I do kind of imagine them like trains with wings.
Okay.
I know they're safer than trains.
I don't think they're safer than trains.
I think way more people get killed on trains than get killed on...
I don't think that's a thing.
I think it is.
I
think more people get killed in rail accidents than...
Rail accidents is different than being safer than trains. Right, if they let people wander around on the tarmac, way more people would get killed in plane accidents.
Well, I mean, passengers. I get it.
I don't think passengers...
If people could just fly wherever they wanted by flapping their wings, then a lot of people would get sucked
in. I don't think there are a lot of train accidents. Train accidents are not a thing that happen a lot.
I don't know. Boy, I know that when one does happen, it's a real catastrophe.
It's like rolling boxcars.
Giarge also writes, Jick, are you as completely against the idea of changing the main map as Scully is?
What do you mean by changing?
What I would like to do is redraw the exterior lines so that they are not as thick. I don't think anyone would notice that.
I was tempted to add art for an adventurer signal that you could see from the main map if you ever wanted to implement that.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Do you think you could do it yourself?
I mean, it would be small, but,
Raymond Kinger says, since we now have a cooler museum, would it be feasible to move the hidden city altars in there before/after finishing that part of the level 11 quest so it can collapse into a single zone while keeping the altars accessible? No, that is not at all the way that I would do that.
The altars into the museum?
Yeah, that makes no sense at all, Raymond Kinger. You should go back to school, buddy. Go back to making sense school. Go back to that school that is the... opposite of David Byrne teaches it. Did you ever have a teacher that was the opposite of David Byrne?
David Dern?
Do you think that David Byrne... What would happen if David Byrne and Susan Powder got into a fight? Because he would be like, stop making sense! And then people would. And then Susan Powder would be like, stop the insanity! And then they would. And then David Byrne would be like, but stop making sense! And then they would. And I guess by a fight, I mean... trying to orchestrate a crowd against one another's interests.
I kind of assumed you were going for a pun on powder burns.
Yeah, me too. Until you started not making any sense.
Oh, no. Huh. What about David Byrne and the Chemical Brothers? because David Brothers.
Where are these questions coming from? The forum?
Yeah, I'm reading the forums right now. Because nothing much happened on the Twitter because we did it too late. Oh, the Data Vortex said, can we get an idle time checker for chat? Also, the quality of Crimbo humor so far has raised my expectations. Thanks. Well, your expectations must have been pretty poor before. Because that writing is terrible. I was going to fire Mr. Skullhead. I totally wasn't. It's pretty awesome so far. You're going to start seeing the stuff that I've been working on soon, and then you can really complain about how terrible everything is.
It's different this year. Everything's different this year. Different.
It's fucking Game Center. What is Game Center? Why is Game Center even a thing? Is that like, is that just their social network for games?
So there had been like, I don't know, 4 different like third party Game Center things.
Like OpenFaint.
Yeah. OpenFaint and Crystal and something. There are like 2 other ones that
I'm
saw.
I'm kind of disappointed with Game Center. I think at least you should be able to see what your friends' achievement lists are.
Can you not?
It doesn't seem... I couldn't find a way to find them. I mean, it tells me that you've gotten X number of achievements, but I can't pull it up by game or see the list of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm pushing the item of the month. Things seem to be okay on live. I'm going to announce it.
I mean, I'm looking at your achievements right now, right? No. Looking at your games. Huh.
Are you, you guys should talk while I'm doing this instead of just, saying,
What do you think of...
Well, do you have any achievements in Angry Goddamn Birds, you retard?
I do. What's wrong with
Angry
Birds?
Do you
want
to play some Mafia Wars later? Maybe we can play some Mafia Wars together.
Dude, what are you talking about? You have played way more retarded Flash games than Angry Birds is.
Yeah, I have, for like 10 seconds. What I didn't do was obsessively... If you play a game, you are playing it way more than anyone should ever play Angry Fucking Birds, is the point that I'm trying to make. If I thought that you were capable of just dabbling, then I wouldn't be so upset with you for playing fucking Angry Goddamn Birds.
You're just an angry dude.
I am an angry dude.
What's, what is Mushi Himesama Bug Panic, Riff?
It is basically a bullet dodger thing.
I see.
A bull dodger?
Bullet hell.
Bullet hell, yeah.
Have you played Phoenix?
Do you have a game
Phoenix?
Where you can play bull hockey?
Have you played the game Phoenix?
You were trying to show me
no,
that earlier,
I haven't.
And I walked out. In the
is it good?
Or something.
It's all right. It's interesting. It's procedurally
I can
generated.
See it here on your list.
Yeah, it's procedurally.
Along with Astronaut.
Yes.
What the fuck is Astronaut? Is that where you're trying to ejaculate into space?
Not.
And you keep getting power-ups.
Really?
Like, you get better porn, and then you get better arm muscles, and eventually... You know, it's like Hedgehog Launch, except you're ejaculating. Is the joke that I made. This is the... I've designed the hit game of 2012.
Astronaut is a game...
Come on, you guys.
Where
this
you
is the new direction for Isometric.
Astronaut... And you are jumping from planetoid to planetoid.
Are you crazy?
The planetoids spin, and you jump straight up, so you have to, like, time it. And then they exert gravity and stuff like that, so you can, like, you have to... If there's some that you don't want to land on, you have to jump in
that
a particular...
It sounds hard, like that Gravity Wars.
Did you play that with the Gravity... Oh, is that Gravity Wars? That's, like, the RPG version. So Gravity Wars had this kind of significant exploit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you could... Just keep replaying the same first level every time and get a bunch of... And you get more credits if you have more dudes or something like that. And so I just kept doing it over and over again. And it's like it's a single-shot game, so you win it immediately. And so you just go back and you just keep going back and forth until you've got all the power-ups, and then all the levels are really easy.
Huh. I did not find any of the levels to be easy because... As soon as the dudes outnumbered you, I would just... I feel like I was getting killed before it would have even been possible to win if I had perfect aim.
I didn't play for very long. I never got to a level where they outnumbered me because I always had 6 dudes.
Huh. Well, I never had 6 dudes. Maybe I was supposed to use that exploit. Maybe that's part of the game. Maybe it's like a hacker game. Man, I heard the worst thing on NPR the other day.
Huh.
It was Terry Gross... talking to some woman who was trying to give like a primer on internet culture, sort of. It was in response to the WikiLeaks thing, and she was just talking about hackers and explaining, like, you know, these hackers, they're just assholes. She didn't really say that. She said they're not mean, they're just trying to, you know, they're trying to improve security by, you know, making it so security is useless. But then they got onto trolls, because according to her, you can't hack anymore without getting in trouble. Like, you used to be able to be a hacker, and you wouldn't get in trouble. Now if you're a hacker, you get in trouble, so people who would have been hackers are now trolls, because that's a thing you can do without getting in trouble. And then Terry Gross said, and these trolls say that they do what they do for the lulz? L-U-L-Z? What does that mean? Fucking Terry Gross! Jesus Christ! The lulz.
For
is
the lulz.
Funny. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of... I want to start saying that. I did it for the lulz.
The lulz.
Why do you even have Game Center when you don't have any games?
How do I know if I have games or not?
You have zero games and zero achievements. We can tell.
I just got Game Center working yesterday. I must have had...
It doesn't automatically...
You have to, like, launch those games that have...
Every time you launch a game, game that Game Center recognizes, it'll then put it in Game Center.
All of my achievements, all of my history on Creeps Tower Defense went away.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was sad.
That's a lot of
it was
history.
I had spent a lot of time playing that game and earning medals. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened.
I would restore that shit from backup.
No, I don't know. All right, moving on in this forum thread. Billy Bob Fred says, assuming the person logs in on that day, on what day will the first 8-year KOL anniversary present be delivered to a player? And will it be a third accessory, familiar equipment, or something that isn't even equipment at all? I kind of asked because I saw the KOL anniversary gift page on the wiki and thought, man, they are one item away from a full set of this stuff. That is kind of awesome. Are we?
I don't even know anymore.
I thought that we had it up to 10 things that you could all use.
The 10th one has not really been finished yet, but it's... Yeah. There's definitely 9 things.
And then somebody said it will be me on whatever date it was that I started. Assuming it will be me as player number one, it'll be delivered to him when he logs on April 22nd, 2011. Yeah. Because that was the date. That was not the first day that KOL existed, but that's the date at which I started, that I added the account creation.
There were a couple of accounts that were bugged out and had Unix... origin time as their account creation. I wonder if they logged in, if they would get all of the anniversary items.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know what kind of shape that's in general.
Yeah, I can't see anybody else's achievements. I can load my own achievements. I used to be able to load my own achievements. That's weird. I can't load my own achievements now.
Zopia says, having played KOL a little over a year, I have amassed an amazing amount of stuff, some useful, some not so. And now I spend most of my time playing in hardcore, I find it somewhat overwhelming dealing with the entire inventory I unload from Hanks after an ascension. It would be nifty if we had a way to organize these items into categories, i.e. plus moxie, plus item drops, epic booze, good food, etc. Is that in the works, or can I be given serious consideration for a revamp in the near future? Edit, I choose not to use Mafia. Yeah, no, I would never... I know that was hedging against... people in the forums who would say, "Youth Mafia, you faggot."
Sure.
Because they would call you a faggot.
Sure. Do you think they would?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I know. I know, that's rough.
We've talked about custom inventory categories before.
Yeah. One thing that I would like is if... Because this is a thing that I would really like in Twilight Heroes, is if you could look at Hank's and have it, like, only show you the things that you were able to use at a given level. So you'd know what to pull. Anyway, then some people conversing about the altar thing and that thing. I'm like, yeah. If I do the thing where we collapse the hidden city down into a single zone, I'll definitely still make the altars accessible. You might have to adventure for them.
I believe I wrote a new choice adventure for that circumstance in which you can find a meta altar.
Okay. Yeah, Loki Eater asks why the pumpkin beer is classified as a fruity girl drink, and then somebody points out it's because we were making fun of C.D. Moyer. And then somebody got really mad that we were making fun of C.D. Moyer.
Why?
somebody sent in a bug report that was like, it is unconscionable after all that man does for you that you would make fun of him like that. And like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, you guys, come on. Come on, you guys.
Wow.
Yeah, somebody was really pissed.
Unconscionable.
type login says, how do you feel about giving the huge pumpkin or the ginormous pumpkin an auto sell value equivalent to the weight of the world's largest pumpkin? According to the wiki, the current record is 1,725 pounds. Therefore, in KOL terms, the pumpkin would have an auto sell value of 1,725 meat. Do you think these meat are... Do you think that a meat is a pound of meat?
Huh. I don't think so.
I don't either.
Yeah, a pound is, seems like kind of a lot of meat.
Blue Scream says, will the future hinted at in the mysterious island in the as yet unimplemented future ever be implemented?
It what?
Was, right? Yeah. Like, the as yet unimplemented future was post level 12 quest. I don't remember what we made it look like.
That was the... I mean, that was the island from the Nemesis thing.
No.
Right?
No, it was the during the time event we were talking about doing the we knew about the war.
Oh! I know what you're, I see what you're saying. Yes, sorry.
Yeah, and it's all just like scorched earth, the temporal rift, and it's all scorched earth and conspicuous absence of Pirate's Cove.
Yeah,
that was just meant to be the war. Let's see. The Haxasilan says, since I was entertained by your attempt at pronouncing my username, I've decided to ask another question. Since your
Since the beginning of that question?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Since your discovery of the existence of casual ascenders, which I believe wasn't that long ago, though I may be wrong, have you done anything explicitly for our benefit or assumed that we were decently well served by other updates? And for the record, I've never really felt left out as a casual ascender, just wondering. Also, hustle, hustle in Oxycore. Oh shit, level 11! Hustling at Oxy is hard. No, I'm just, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I still don't know that I believe that there are casual ascenders.
Wow.
There are, right? But, like,
I think a lot of people are casual ascenders compared to speed ascenders. Right?
I guess.
What do you think people do? You think people either a speed ascend or do nothing?
I think... By and large, people play, get stuck somewhere, and quit.
You think that's what people do?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're crazy.
Well, you can think that if you want. Friederica says, I find the new layout of the leaderboards a bit confusing and slightly unaesthetic. Could you maybe move the text below the pictures and maybe put the navigation at the top of the individual board pages back in? Yeah, I was kind of waiting for somebody to ask for those navigation things to go back in.
Yeah.
I agree that I don't think that moving the text below the pictures would help with the problem that is actually happening with that. I think making the plinths a little smaller and making it so the text is further away from the plinths that it does not apply to would help. Meaty Donut says, why doesn't resting while wearing a Viking hat yield a special message? Because that whole thing happened after KOL already existed. The Viking helmet was one of the first items added to the game, too. Dead Ned says, does Asymmetric do any sort of data mining on the player base? We occasionally have sex with some of them. Does that count as data mining? I don't think that counts as data mining.
Depends.
Depends on where you keep the data.
Wait, I was thinking of date rape.
Oh.
Data raping?
Yeah, data mining is where you, like, get a sorority girl drunk, and then she decides later that she wishes that she hadn't had sex with you. What about keeping track of the heart/spade/diamond/cub metrics? I only ask about the Bartle types because I keep getting the same necklace from Mr. Claw. That's just a coincidence. Unless you're a spade, in which case, or is it?
that's just rude.
I know. Any lame name says, why does, for example, /cook vial of amber slime sometimes go through a terrible chain of three or four wasted results? I've actually seen it sometimes make the slime I asked for, then cook it with something else to get a different one, then do another cook to get to the target.
Yep.
I know that awesome. The answer to that is not because it's hilarious, but yeah, that's my answer to it.
Because That auto cook code was not meant to have the crazy shit in it that Rift then added to the game after that shit went in. Man, there's always this beautiful moment. There is always this beautiful moment where a system of crazy exception case clusterfuckery gets redone, and for one shining moment, everything that uses this system is handled consistently, but then we immediately start violating the constraints of the new system with new content. Because, by definition, what we have to do in order to keep things interesting is by breaking the rules that we've established in the past. And, yeah. Let's see. Shop Troll says, question, has anyone in the staff checked out the Gamers with Jobs podcast? I found it to be a good replacement for Idle Thumbs, and I was wondering if anybody else has managed to find other solid alternatives. I remember listening to Gamers with Jobs a time or two and not being super impressed with it.
Yeah, I've listened to like one, and I don't really remember what I thought. So it must not have been that great.
I still listen to Weekend Confirmed.
Yeah. Weekend Confirmed and Giant Bombcast.
Is Giant Bombcast good?
It's okay.
Is that Jeff Gerstmann?
Yeah, and Vinny Caravella.
I want to talk to him now that I know that he played KOL. That makes me pretty happy. Question also, are there any upcoming games in 2011 that you're looking forward to? You know, I was looking forward to Cataclysm. I'm still looking forward to Cataclysm. I've actually been playing some World of Warcraft since this new patch came out.
It sounds pretty cool, the things they have done.
They've done some neat stuff.
Sounds awesome. I'm not wanting to get hooked again, though.
Yeah. You should be more like me, where you can just play for a few hours and then put it down.
I think my new World of Warcraft is Minecraft.
Yeah, I have basically completely lost interest in Minecraft.
Really?
Like, I feel
I
like
really want to play it again, but I just don't have the time.
I mean, once he gets the Nether working on multiplayer.
Yeah, once everything is fixed, I'm sure it'll be.
Yeah, then I'll be more interested in playing it, I guess. Like, because, you know, something that I would do on our multiplayer server is go off somewhere and build an even bigger castle, right? But I don't want to do that if I have to walk there. I want it to be.
Wow,
like,
that's your reason for not doing something?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I wanna just explore until I find like a perfect spot for it, and then build a portal.
But you're still. I'm like, it's not gonna make the travel non-existent.
It is though.
No.
Yeah.
Have you spent any time playing with the Nether?
I mean, it'll take 1 minute. If it takes 1 minute, it's 10 minutes, right? Like.
Well, it depends on how long it takes for you to get down to where your portal is and where the portal drops you out and stuff like that. It's a mess. I don't know. The Nether is scary and terrifying. If, like, for you to build, it's going to be like a pain in the butt for you to build a safe passage
from one portal to another?
Yeah.
I know, but it's exciting. That is exciting.
Yeah.
That is something that I want to work on.
Okay.
I do kind of feel that when he eventually gets all the crazy-ass bugs out of multiplayer and it's reasonably feature complete and everything, we should start a new map with monsters.
Oh, not like have a two different worlds or something?
Is that possible?
I mean, you can have it in single player.
Well, I mean, I could run another Minecraft server on a different port, and then we could make portals that move between them.
Oh.
Because that's a thing.
Oh, that's the right answer, actually.
Yeah. I mean, so that way.
That's because then we can just keep our current world and have a portal that will go to a world with monsters.
Yeah, I mean, what we don't have then is we're not really starting from scratch, right? Which I like. I mean,
The initial survival is kind of interesting, right?
And although it's really trivial if you're patient.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard.
All you have to do is build.
Yeah.
Finding your first diamonds in a game is a neat thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Shop Troll says he hopes that we answer this question about casual ascenders. No, I mean, I guess I do believe in casual ascenders, right? Like, it seems to me that for a casual ascender, everything that we do is geared towards them, right? Except maybe, like, super aftercore stuff. But if you're a casual Ascender, you're not going to mind fucking around for a few days exploring some aftercore content between two runs, right?
Right.
Yeah, and you like, know, you'll, I have just been farming fucking Lucre in Twilight Heroes, and I'm enjoying it. Although, it's a process that's only going to take a couple months instead of, like, a year. So, maybe that's why I like it. Hey, what happens if we just let people do multiple bounties in a day?
You mean through the three bounties? It reduces the time by three?
Yeah.
Right?
What do you think that does?
A third. It reduces the time by a third? It either does not bother or pisses off people who have spent 200 days.
Yeah.
You know, like that's kind of the deal. Like if somebody has spent 200 days gathering, or like 190 days getting their lucre, and somebody then gets to do the same thing in two months.
We could change it, but then give the people who got it the old way a trophy.
A new outfit.
Yeah.
So make, basically what you're saying is make,
a new class
make nobody happy.
F of X says, what do you think of having the Naughty Sorceress deal less damage on the rounds when she blocks? It would make it a bit less frustrating to take on the Sorceress as a Mist class, because it means if she's blocking you a lot, you at least get a few extra rounds to kill her before you die. Plus, it makes sense that if she's expending energy confusing you, she isn't expending as much energy attacking you. That would make sense if she was operating by logic instead of by pure evil.
Yeah.
We do need to address Mist classes.
With, like...
And fighting the Sorceress. I mean, because I feel like it's just kind of a coin flip at this point. For even a skilled, like...
It depends on what you mean. Like, if they're doing it, trying to do it with spells, it's hard. If you can do it with items.
But she blocks items just as readily as spells.
Eh.
You know, it's just... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Three Bullet Hamburglar says... Any thoughts on Super Meat Boy? I got it on Steam yesterday and finished it last night, and it has just barely beat out Fallout New Vegas as my game of the year. But then again, I also loved I Want to Be the Guy, so maybe something is just plain wrong with me.
Have you guys played... No, sorry. Answer this question, then I want to ask a question.
I have not played Super Meat Boy.
I have heard that it is the sort of game that would just make me controller-breakingly furious, so I'm not going to bother.
What were you going to say?
Have you guys played Limbo?
Limbo was good. I enjoyed Limbo.
I played it until this point where there was a bunch of real tedious shit that I had to do. It wasn't even a bunch of real tedious shit. It was probably just 30 seconds of kind of precise jumping that I just kept getting killed, and so I was like, fuck this game.
I got to a point where I was reversing gravity and did not understand what I needed to do to get forward. I only spent like 5 minutes on that before I had to stop. But.
There were a couple places where I got stuck and couldn't figure out how to proceed and put it down until the next day and went back and spent a few minutes on it and got through it. I didn't need to look
spoiler
up anything. Yeah, I didn't use any spoilers and got through it all.
Yeah.
I got like 5 minutes into it, and it was that thing where you have to like stand on this big ball and kind of jump on the right side of it to make it roll forward, and then at the end there's a jump that I couldn't make, and so after the fifth time of tediously rolling that fucking ball really slowly across that screen,
it rolls by itself once you start it moving. You can just stand on the middle top of it.
I just kept missing the jump, and it started me out if you're going to make me do a tedious... If you're going to make me do a tricky jump, give me a save point right before the fucking tricky jump. If it's a game like this. Like, you know, it's...
Huh.
Like, it's obnoxious when they... It's like having a cutscene between the save... An unskippable cutscene between a save point and a boss fight. Right? Only the fact that everything goes so fast in this game makes it even more frustrating when you have to sit through that shit. I'm missing out. I really liked the look of the game. I'd really like to see it.
It's neat. The spider thing was really cool scary.
Yeah.
It started getting like really mechanical, and I wasn't as excited about that.
Huh.
I would have liked to have seen what that factory looked like from a larger perspective. because the way it turned and shifted was really interesting, but it was like, dang, what must this building look like from the outside is
yeah.
the question that occurred to me.
What was it a factory for?
That's also a good question. For killing
yeah,
boys,
it seemed like mostly for getting you to like only be able to do certain things by jumping in certain places and moving carts and things. Like,
so it was a puzzle factory. It was a puzzle platformer factory.
Puzzle factory. I kind of want to make a puzzle platformer in Minecraft.
That would be cool.
Do you think you can do it?
Potentially. I mean, like, I got so excited about the idea when I was building my tree, because there were all kinds of really funky things that you could do, like really interesting jumps that I was having to make to get these like paths made in my tree. And I figured you could probably do that intentionally in kind of a neat thing. Yeah, you know, there's all kinds of things I want to go back and make, but it takes so long to do stuff, you know, to get the materials and build things.
Foggy asks if we'll be getting a 21-character hat anytime soon, or a 29-character hat, or a 30-character hat. We're not going to do it on purpose, man.
Yeah, it's possible it will never happen.
Epicurean Quaker said, familiar equipment item of the month anytime soon? You know, this one, the brainstorming started with familiar equipment.
And then rapidly...
give it a reindeer to ride.
Yeah. Did it get pushed, or is it not out?
It's I believe out. It got pushed. Okay. I believe it's out.
Yeah, people have it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to yawn and then start coughing. What the fuck? Let's see. Sorry. Foggy says, jackass plumber. Sorry, let me rephrase that in the form of a question. Jackass plumber? Epicurean Quaker also said, also, what's the preferred nomenclature for a negative combat modifier? Plus non-combat or minus combat? I always say plus non-combat. I say plus combat and plus non-combat when I'm talking about it.
When?
What?
Don't we makes monsters more or less likely to attack you?
Yeah.
That's what we do in the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monsters are more attracted to you. Monsters are less attracted to you.
Okay.
Yeah. People asking to please move the tavern to the forest village. I don't want it there.
I do, but...
I want the forest village available prior to level 3.
Okay. So do that and then have the tavern appear in the middle of it when you want.
That's... No.
I mean...
No.
Okay.
I like it as a roadhouse. And I even said that.
So rename it the Roadhouse.
You don't have to call it a roadhouse.
For it to be a roadhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just need Patrick Swayze.
Punching dudes. Doing a roundhouse kick.
Yeah.
A roadhouse kick?
I remember there being some tits in that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah. There was like a blonde girl. There were some tits.
Are we taking a music break or no?
I would say no.
Okay. Do you mind if I take a... getting some
take
water
a pee break.
Break, yeah.
No.
Okay. I will be back shortly then.
I'm gonna need to pour some more whiskey break.
I can pour some whiskey for you.
No, I've got both the glass and the bottle right here. So really it would be kind of embarrassing for you to pour whiskey for me under these circumstances. Knitbone says, with so many old mechanics being revisited and updated, how about an upgrade on the exotic parrot? Like a rainboa 1.5x weight exotic parrot that can attack, constrict so hard it craps out some yummies. Huh. Have you ever heard the phrase, constrict so hard that it craps out some yummies?
I'm pretty sure those words had never been put together in that order previously, ever.
Have you ever been constricted so hard that you crapped out anything? I do like the idea of the papaya popsicle. I just haven't actually done it yet. CD Moira writes, I had a new delicious beer at D&D last week. It was a Brooklyn Brewery Black Chocolate Stout. Yeah. Yeah. Also had half a cranberry lambic, which was not delicious. Betrayer asks, any thoughts on introducing the Children's Meal of the Damned? That's a item in search of a context, which has been in search of a context for a large amount of time. Sleepy Worm says, David Cronenberg is fucking fantastic. Go watch Dead Ringers tonight. Jeremy Irons sandwich. And he links something that says Jeremy Irons sandwich. Oh, it's a YouTube clip. Squeezly Beasley says, have you guys thought about technology to reduce the number of page refreshes in order to reduce server load? I.e., does the left frame have to reload after every adventure, or even just parts of it? HP don't need to be updated when all the changes is your meat, etc. Those are still page requests. Like, there's not that significant of a difference between loading the entire character pane and loading the necessary data to update your meat total. You know, we could cache a lot of stuff, and then there'd be a lot of bugs where it was inaccurate.
Yeah, that's sort of a danger that we already have with, like, inventory. We're caching a bunch of stuff so that you don't have to reload that from the server, and anytime we forget something or anytime there's some weirdness with getting an item or using an item, that becomes inaccurate until you actually reload it freshly from the server. So it's kind of dangerous in that regard.
Isolate says, Charlie cards are so named because of the old campaign jingle involving fare hikes and a guy named Charlie who can't get off the MBTA because it costs too much.
There's that song. He's like stuck on... it's a weird song because he's stuck on the train because he doesn't have money to get off the train.
Right.
Which is weird. And there are T stations where you have to pay to get out. Which is weird.
Isn't that how the BART works, though?
To pay to get out?
Yeah.
Well, you have... I guess you put your card in, and then it deducts the amount when you leave.
Yeah. But maybe, and if you don't have enough, you can't leave until you go put more money on the card.
But I think the BART is a... Can you actually... Is that a thing that happens?
What I just described?
Can you get in with a card that doesn't have enough money for you to...
To go the
go
furthest
somewhere.
Possible distance? Yeah. I mean, it might not let you on if you can't go anywhere. Right, but...
So you could always... You could always leave, theoretically, right?
You could get back on the BART and ride to a closer spot to where you tried, to where you got on.
I guess.
Yeah. I wonder what happened. I mean, I wonder if you just had to do something that was in a BART station that was far away, could you ride it, go back to where you initially started, and get off, and it's free?
Oh, I had to do something in the BART station.
Yeah, like if you needed to buy something at, like, a newspaper stand in a BART station. If you were like dropping off a drugs, dropping off a drugs.
If you opened up a business inside the BART, maybe.
Oh man,
commute to work for free.
Would you have to pay taxes if you're moving all the time? I was like that guy in Contact.
No, like the truck drivers don't pay taxes.
He was in an airplane, so that he could move all the time, so that he wouldn't have to pay taxes. What did he want? He was in an airplane forever, trying to live longer by moving faster.
Which is ironic, because if you move faster, your reference frame is moving faster in relation to the Earth, so people are actually aging less on the Earth than you are. Dope.
Wait, no.
Okay, no, you're right.
You're aging less than that? Yeah, I mean...
Sorry, the other way around. So it's anti-ironic. But you have less time to enjoy things.
But you don't. You have the same amount of time. Like, you just get to watch more shit happen, which I think is what he was going for. Right? Although, going 500 miles an hour for 6 months gives you, what, 10 extra seconds? If that.
I don't think it's even vaguely that close.
No, you're right.
We're talking tiny time frames. It's nice to talk about physics and have there only be one or two possible things. So if you say something, you'd be like, oh, no, it's the opposite of that.
Chugsworth says, Jick, denying the existence of casual ascenders just breaks my mind. People simply get stuck and leave? Have you turned over the populace of North America yet?
What?
Dude, no, there have been...
People definitely get stuck and leave the game. I mean,
more worrying is if your view is close to reality. Reading the Super Meat Boy interviews and the emergence of social ego-wanking bullshit, quote, gaming, it is becoming all the more apparent that developers need to hold players' hands through the entirety of their games in order to make legitimate money. My childhood is dead. I mean, yes, your childhood is dead. Everybody's childhood is dead except for people who are children right now, kind of by definition. I don't think you can rail against... Like, I don't think you can say, listen, games aren't good because they're not as hard as fucking Pitfall. Right? I mean, Pitfall was cool for what it was, but, like, the medium is evolving. And if you don't... That stuff still exists, right? And you get thrown into this weird situation where if you have a product that exists while the medium evolves past it, you have to change it into something that some people aren't going to like if some people are going to like it, right?
Yep.
It's a weird thing. Like, you know, people lament... there were people just, like, going crazy about how easy World of Warcraft was because they were EverQuest players, right? And like, oh, I don't want to play that shit. That shit's for babies. And then if you look at World of Warcraft now compared to World of Warcraft when it's like fucking insane how much more they've done. Also, it's way more fun. Like, sorry, but it's just more fun. You know? I can look back and think, well, you know what? I jumped through those hoops, and that meant something when I did it. But you know what? It wasn't as much fun as playing it again now and just getting a bunch of goodies faster. Not having to spend a whole bunch of time walking around. You know, I could have said the same thing about EverQuest. No, man, I did my time in EverQuest. I didn't, actually. I only played EverQuest for probably, like, 12 hours because it was too fucking hard. It was bullshit. All the... having to find somebody to help you run to your corpse to get your shit, and then they're pissed off at you when they see what you get from your corpse. Because that wasn't worth getting. But I'm like, that's all I had. I don't know. Like...
You know, are these actual experiences that you had? That sucks.
excuse me. I don't know. You know, like, I don't think you can apply the, like, dumbing down of modern games criticism and the Mafia Wars criticism in the same way, right? Like, Mafia Wars does not have dumbed down gameplay. Mafia Wars just basically doesn't have any gameplay, right? Mm-hmm. There are no choices to make.
Mafia Wars is like a weird social
scam.
Yeah,
but it's not even a Skinner box. There's not even anything that has a chance of happening in Mafia Wars, right? Like, it is just literally like a button that you push to make numbers get bigger. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think a tremendous number of people just get stuck and leave. Like, I really do. Like, our retention is almost zero. And that's because the game is fucking hard.
I think it's better to say we have 100% churn. Because 100 sounds better than zero.
Yeah. Our retention has always been almost zero. Right? I mean, that's...
I don't know that that's true. I think people who started playing earlier are more likely to stick around. You know?
Why do you say that?
Because they were part of a smaller community. You know, like, it's less cool for people to find the game now.
I mean, some of them were part of a smaller community. Most of them never spoke to anyone and played for a while. Got stuck and left. Quit. Yeah, I mean, like... I think that the numbers, like, I feel like the number of people who play in a day are, what, like a tenth of a percent of the number of accounts that have been created? Or is it 1%?
But that's not a good metric, because we could, you know, the same number of people could be playing, like, if that same number of people was playing at the very beginning of the game, we'd have 100% retention. Do you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good metric.
Okay.
So, that's what I'm saying.
So what's a good metric? I mean, the number of accounts that got deleted when we were deleting accounts...
Yeah.
They were expiring 95, 99% of the new sign-up rate a given day? Like, I'm just saying... Like,
I don't know. You have those numbers. I never saw those numbers. You know?
I wish people would stop talking about Skelly's Crimbo rant. It makes him sad. that that's a thing now.
But it's kind of like a festive thing, right? I don't know why it would make him sad. Because that's...
First Boy on the Moon says, regarding the new item of the month and power indicators, I own a stereo with the best power indicator ever. It has a light that lights up green when it's on and slightly dimmer green when it's off.
Nice. You hate technology.
Sleepy Worm says, Super Meat Boy is fucking fantastic and I am not a fan of N+. I am a fan of N+.
And you're... Yeah, it's like a super hard game that is fun because it is super hard, right? Like...
Sleepy Worm says, but fix your Xbox so you can play Costume Quest. There's going to be Christmas DLC. It has god-awful turn-based combat, and there is no map, but it is still a perfect game somehow. I don't know how they pulled it off.
I've heard it's pretty good.
Costume the new Contest? One,
what's the new one called? Stacked or
Costume
something?
Costume Quest.
That looks pretty good.
Stapped?
Stacked.
Staff Infection?
Yes.
Wow, I really broke the display on in the item spindler, didn't I?
Yeah. It's a mess now.
Yeah, that is a real mess. let's see. So, Linguini Lad asking about a bunch of outfit effects, and I'm not going to tell you. Damastus says, I love the updating of places and the removal of obsolete and boring areas, but I really rather like the tavern the way it was. It was a great place to go and get drunk while slimed. But why did you want... What? No. Why was it ever a good idea to go there? It wasn't.
Everyone knew your name.
Was it ever a good idea to go there? Did anyone ever do that for any real reason at all? I don't think that they did.
It definitely got way more complaints than it ever got praise.
Severus says, new idea, bombat stick.
That's funny.
I don't get it.
Bombastic. Oh. It's kind of funny. Bombat stick.
Also, this has happened a couple times before, but I had another sex dream about you, Jick. I was at some sort of convention you were hosting and had been helping out a considerable amount. Afterwards, you thanked me for helping, and I explained how I had been playing for several years, as well as having listened to all your shows a few times, and that you were a nice person and had entertained me and shaped my sense of humor quite a bit. You got all teary-eyed and hugged me, then propositioned me. I had no idea what to do, as I have a boyfriend, so I panicked. Upon waking, I told my boyfriend about this dream. He was upset that I had not gone through with what you wished to do in the dream.
That's a good boyfriend.
Yeah, I feel like in a similar situation, I would have been like, you know, if a girl told me that she had a dream about not fucking some dude, I would have been like, you should have fucked that dude in the dream. Well, I don't know. Does she do that and then wake up thinking, well, that dream was exciting, I should fuck other dudes? Or does she think, well, now I don't have to fuck any other dudes forever?
And also, why is the pillow missing?
Sam Z says, what's the best way for a low-level player to level up? Just play the game. Kill monsters, buddy. Arkwild says, we've had the mutant familiars in the Raffle House for over 2 years. Any plans for a change? No. Yar says, format similar to the sugar sheet choice screen for star charts? It'd be interesting to know what the star stuff is and what it costs without resorting to the wiki. I mean, the star stuff is one of the few, like, puzzles left. Right? I mean, resorting to the wiki is what you do if you don't want to play the game. The game is trying different amounts of stars and lines until you find shit.
Yeah, and it's not that hard. And if you're...
It's also not that fun.
You can always go to the mall and look at things that are made out of stars.
Oh, yeah. Or the flea market.
Yeah. There's a bunch of ways to, like... Because the pictures show you the answers. So, it's not that hard.
Hot stuff.
Yep.
Why does my throat hurt?
Because you were yelling for weeks on end.
But I wasn't. I did go to a lot of Backstreet Boys concerts.
It's true. Mine is starting to hurt now, too, and I'm wondering if it's because you are sick and you are getting us all sick.
I don't think that's true.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think that's it. I don't think I'm sick.
Why don't you think you're sick? I sound like Dr. Spatzo. Why don't you think you are sick? Tell me about why you don't think you are sick.
Yeah. How does I don't think I am sick make you feel? Good old Dr. Sabetzo. You're like the only person I've ever met who played with Dr. Sabetzo.
That's not true.
I think it is, man.
No.
Other people know what Eliza is, but hardly anybody that I've ever met has known about Dr. Sabetzo.
What was the... It was Sound Blaster something?
Artificial
did it stand for...
intelligence... tit-sucking organism?
I think that seems unlikely.
Yeah. No, I think he was meant to... He was meant to suck your tits.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Yeah. Talking... Speech...
Psychologist.
Spelled with an S-Y.
Psychologist. S for psych, O for ologist.
I see.
Cloud Strife says, you can make an ass-like pumpkin. It's kinda nice. What?
I don't know.
Sean Clannery says, how about some more recipes for the leathery skin items or a different source of belt buckles? Just the palindrome one is annoying and makes dispensing with rat skins a pain. You could auto-sell them. Harry Annie says, for some reason the Slimeling cannot eat an Imp Unity ring. The accessory is tradable and has an auto-sell value, and could it secretly be flagged able to be purchased from an NPC store? That's weird. What determines whether the Slimeling can eat something or not?
That's a good question.
Huh. It's public. It's got... Weird.
Is it in a zap group of things that things like slimes don't like to eat?
Yes, it is in the things slimes don't like to eat zap group. Thank you.
No problem. I'm here to diagnose your problems.
I think CD Moyer coded that, so I don't even know where to look or how to read. somebody suggests that we could have the tavern there, but the bouncer turns you away because you're not old enough. Which is kind of funny. Uh-oh. If you enter an exit BART at the same station, you get charged the excursion fare, a relic from when riding BART was actually fun. It's $4.65, while the fare to the next station is typically more like $1. So if you want to do your drug mule thing, you should return to the next station and then walk. That's funny.
Excursion fare? Can you go on the BART, like, for hours at a time?
Chugsworth says, simply because it caused some interesting discussion, in reference to my previous post and the semi-recent concern over profit margins and break-even points, would you consider making KOL easier in order to bring in a theoretically greater audience, probably at the cost of losing the current community? I don't think that making KOL easier in an effort to bring in a greater audience is going to lose the current community.
It depends on what you mean, but...
I've done a tremendous number of things recently that make the early game much, much, much easier, and it is universally beloved by all of the current community. No one has said anything bad about it at all. And in my mind, it is an almost unconscionable dumbing down of what the game is, right? But nobody cares. I think this is why nobody cares. Because people who were around before these changes don't have the quest tracker.
Huh. That's funny. Maybe you should just leave it that way.
Yeah. Maybe I should.
Because that's not even like phasing. That's just becoming a totally different interface for new players.
Yep. I mean, the game kind of does have a totally new interface for new players. And we didn't turn it on for any of the old players. You know, by and large, I think what I'm going to do when I get to these quests is... We had an idea. We had an idea that Scully immediately came up with awesome jokes for on how to totally dumb down the Baron quest. which is equivalent to the Scream Bats, right? That doesn't affect Ascenders at all. Like, you don't have to figure out the sonars in a biscuit anymore. Right? That's the end result of that. You don't have to do anything except keep adventuring and maybe do some leveling up or get a little better at combat to beat the boss bat, but you don't have to figure anything out to beat the bat hole anymore. No one has complained about it. There is not a single person who has said that we have diminished the game in any way by making it so you can trivially beat that quest with half a brain. No one has said anything negative about it. at all. Which is why I think, you know... I mean, so Chugsworth continues, "You've always come across as the decent kind of fellow that wouldn't turn on his community, but your discussion raised an eyebrow by a millimeter or two. I still love you, though, without the sex dreams." Here's a question. If I let the game die because it's not making enough money, am I serving the community better than if I changed the game to make it more appealing to more modern audiences who bring in the money that it takes to make the game continue to exist in the first place? Like, maybe I'm reacting to this because this attitude is the attitude that I expected to find if I had to start actually making decisions that led me to make changes like this. Are you just playing fucking Angry Birds while we're on the radio?
Have I missed any kind of... I'm listening to... Like, it is so brainless.
You're not talking to me. You're saying that my...
I'm listening to your
talk. You're saying that my blathering is brainless, but I want your opinions, man.
I don't... I have had no... like, disagreement with you at this point at all.
You don't even know what we're talking about. You literally don't even know what I'm talking about because you've been playing Angry Birds.
I think that the changes you have made are just making the game better, right? Like, you are keeping the hard aspects of the game and then a totally suboptimal, easy answer to the same problems in almost every case, right? So someone who doesn't know how to solve the puzzle keeps trying, and eventually it just gets solved for them.
Right.
And that is just, that seems like the perfect way to move forward with sort of making the game more approachable. Because then you'll find the solution that's sort of the tricky thing on your own and feel really proud about it, or you'll like figure it out later and be like, oh, this will be so much faster now. Like, it's just great, you know? And like, I don't think anyone can complain about it, right? Because it just makes the game better. And like, if we do add the quest tracker to things, I think we should make it an option and not have it on by default for old accounts, and it will just be on for new accounts, and everything will be fine.
Yeah, no, I won't put it on by default for new accounts. I mean, that would require going in and turning it on.
The only thing that I'm worried about is if you change stuff and you aren't updating the old interface.
The old interface quest logs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's a problem, right? Because then ascenders are having... Like, if somebody ascends, walks away for a couple of weeks, comes back, and doesn't remember where they are, and they look at the quest log, and it's just wrong.
Well,
problematic.
It still needs to be there, you know?
No, the quest log will still be there, but it might be inaccurate, is what I'm saying.
Well, but that's part of our QA process, is making sure that doesn't happen, right?
Okay, sure.
I mean, we don't add that many new quests.
No, but you might change the steps. You know what I mean? Like, the tavern quest changed... in some ways.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what...
Right.
Yeah.
See?
Huh.
Okay.
And
so,
probably nobody thinks to look at that stuff when it's being... yeah.
So there. That's
all right.
That's
so you need it... So on when we do our thing where monthly we make an account and play from the beginning, you need to make one and check shit like that.
Well, I need to not make one. I need to play through it on an old account.
No, you can still look at the quest log on a new account. In fact, the current quest thing links to the quest log.
I'm kidding. I was joking.
We still need to change the way you get to the volcano map, though. The volcano island.
Yes. We need to make it so that is something you can do. I personally would be so much happier if we made that iconic menu customizable, because I want to add a bunch of icons to it.
Yeah.
You know. I think that will be a great interface update. Because the iconic menu is just better in my mind.
Yeah, no, I'm liking it.
So you're right. I'm not paying any attention to you at all.
Yeah, you aren't. So here's what I was thinking. One of the things that I was thinking of for the we had this idea, a little preview of a content brainstorming that we did while I was in Minnesota, where I was like, so what if the chasm becomes a container document? The Orc chasm becomes a container document with an indicator on the right side. That's an indicator on the left side of the chasm that's like back to the mountains, an indicator on the right side that says to the Baron Rothlum Vow's Valley, and then like a destroyed bridge. And there's a zone in the bottom where the Smut Orcs live, and the Smut Orcs drop like nails and tubes of big black caulk and like
nuts,
hard wood, yeah, like just all this stuff that you then use. you just have to keep adventuring. There's to like 50 the turns bridge. To build a bridge.
That's really
right?
funny.
Instead of having to go solve this super crazy, unintuitive bullshit, oh, okay, I need to cross this chasm. Obviously, what I should do is go finish the guild meat car quest, and then go to the shore, and then keep adventuring at the shore until I get some dinghy plans, and then go to this island thing, and then go to this pirate zone and do all this shit. And it'll take more turns to build this bridge out of these crude...
Yeah, no, I think that's really
funny. It'll take more turns to build a bridge out of the crude jokes than it would... But that's what the quest tracker will tell you. Build a bridge over the...
Unless you can find some other way to do it. I think you'll hint at it, right?
Yeah, just build a bridge over the orc chasm, right? It will say, build a bridge over the orc chasm. Orc chasm will be a link to that, and then you'll adventure, and every adventure that you spend will give you some parts that you then collect to build a bridge with.
Yep.
But it takes like 40 or 50 turns, you know?
Yep.
I think that's great.
I think it doesn't need to take 40 or 50.
I think it could take 30, yeah. Say. Like, and, you know, and we just force it to drop the things that you need so that when you click on it, it like you see progress of a little bridge being built across there, and then if you go there with the bridge, you can do it in no turns. Because, I mean, you know that you're going to have to open the pirates eventually anyway, right? So people who are ascending, seriously, can still do it the way that they want to.
Yep.
The way that they're used to.
Yep.
And, I'm confident that we will be able to come up with stuff like that for almost everything.
Yeah, I think that's totally true.
In the places where there are, you know, it'll become obvious to us the places where there are just these crazy cognitive leaps required to beat it. And I just, while those things are clever in the same way that, like, you know, some of the puzzles in Space Quest 1 were clever, I just wouldn't fucking play a game like that today. And neither would anyone else. As much as you can sit and say, oh man, I wish there were still adventure games, like, no, you don't. Like, you wouldn't put up with that shit now. Right? Like, one thing that nostalgia doesn't really provide for us is context. Right? We loved those video games because those were the only video games that there were. You can't tell me that if you had had an Atari 2600 with Pitfall and fucking World of Warcraft to choose from in 1982, that you wouldn't have played World of Warcraft, because you would have, because it's fucking better. And your nostalgia coloring it because it's something that you enjoyed.
People play Atari 2600 games now, though. So that logic can't be entirely true. Right? Like, people do choose the Atari 2600 games now sometimes, you know?
They either do that out of a sense of nostalgia. I mean, I sometimes play Atari games because I have fun with them. And I think that there is a certain category of person who would think that it was fun, but they would never, ever say. I don't think there is a person who would say. Like, let's say I was born 15 years ago. So I'm old enough to have, like, a sense of what kind of video games there are and what kinds of things I like doing, right? Mm-hmm. But I was born after Atari. Right, I mean, I grew up with, like, World of Warcraft has always existed, basically, when I've been a sort of, like, agent in a game-playing sense. I could see how they would say, yeah, this is fun, but they would not say that, like, Space Quest 1 or Pitfall were objectively better than a modern game that's dumbed down to the sensibilities of the sort of, like, nostalgia grognards.
Nostalgia grognards.
I mean, I don't know. I get it. I get why somebody would feel that way, because I feel like I used to feel that way to some extent, you know? I mean, like, Halo is fucking terrible.
You don't like it. I don't think you're allowed to say it's terrible.
I'm allowed to say it's terrible. Halo's terrible.
Why is it not too bad?
Halo does not deserve, I don't think, to be as popular as it is. But then that doesn't make any sense, because everything, by definition, deserves to be exactly as popular as it is. Right? Like, because popularity is something that...
It's only given to deserving things.
Well, there's that argument, right? I mean, like something... You can't say that something is good just because it is popular, but you can say that something is popular just because it's popular, because that's what that means. Right? I mean, 2.5 Men is not better than Arrested Development. It's way more popular. Most people would tell you that it was better, But see, we're snobs. We're assholes. So we can sit here atop an ivory tower and say, we understand. We know about fucking television shows. And Arrested Development is a beautiful show. Arrested Development is like the best show that's been made in the last 10 years. Two and a Half Men is just puerile populist bullshit. Right? But, like, that makes us assholes. The same people, like, in the same way that somebody who's like, adventure games from 20 years ago are better than anything that they're producing now, like, that makes you an asshole, if you believe that. Like, even if you're right.
Especially if you're right.
Yeah, I don't know. Video games.
It's interesting how heated discussions about video games can get.
Especially when it's just it's interesting how heated a monologue about video games can get. You start freaking out. Just wait till I start talking about a fucking microwave.
Why do you hate microwaves so much?
Because they're more complicated than they need to be. We've been through this.
But everything is more complicated than it needs to be, right? Because everything could just know exactly what you want all the time.
Tea. Earl Grey.
Yeah. Like, you could just have a servant who just does everything for you.
Okay. Right. Tell me more. How do I get this?
You pay them a bunch of money.
Wait, no. How about instead of paying them as time goes by for their work, I just make a single payment in the beginning, and then they are like my property.
It'll never work.
I mean, you know, I guess there could be some oversight. There could be rules that I couldn't like be cruel to them or refuse to feed them or provide a roof over their head or whatever. It seems like a better deal for everybody, really. Because they don't have to worry about paying the bills, you know? Because what if I don't pay them, what if I don't increase their salary because of inflation? Or to match inflation?
Are they inflatable?
Probably.
Hmm.
Maybe that's one of the things that I could have them do, is put a bike pump up their butt and pump it until they inflate for my amusement.
Huh.
That's a great idea. Thank you. Thank you, Hot Stuff.
Anytime.
For this suggestion. Let's see. Severus says, so my doppelshifter somehow gained the stalking mimic's familiar equipment after turning into one. I sent in a bug report, but still, any ideas on why? Man, I don't fucking know.
That code is all...
Doppelshifter, chameleon...
Mumbo jumbo.
Hat rack, Crown of Thrones. Crown of Thrones is at least straightforward. So is the hat rack. But the doppelshifter and the wardrobe and the comma chameleon are messes, code-wise. It was, like, fine at the time. Pobblebunk says, looking at all the big changes, did you ever consider how different the reaction may have been if you rolled it all out at once, NS-13 style? Well, like, the recent big changes? I think the reaction would have been fantastic if we'd rolled all these things out at once. Or maybe not.
Who knows?
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think? I mean, if we'd done all these revamps at once, even though they're all better and all, like, mostly make the game faster for ascenders and make the game easier for casual kids, and... Do you think they would have found things to complain about just because the greater the magnitude of the change, the greater the volume of the descent?
I don't know. Like...
Perhaps if you played Angry Birds for a while...
No, I'm thinking about Minecraft, for example, right? Like... When he makes even a single small change, people get pissed, right? Like, and when he does a big change, people also get pissed. He's got a just as well, probably more vocal communities, more people playing it. You know, like
the Minecraft forums are really kind of a shithole.
Yeah,
they really make me appreciate the quality of our forum.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that is due half to the sort of draconian aggressiveness comparatively with which we moderate things.
Everything. Yeah.
And, you know, which is weird, because, look, you know, who am I? How is it that I...
You don't even know who you are?
I don't even know who I am.
Wow, that's weird, man.
You know, I'm such a hippie about this shit, but, like, it seems pretty obvious to me that the way that you get your community to not fucking suck is to just muzzle the assholes. Like, you know, that seems like a pretty simple thing to me. But... Also because our community is just great.
Did you say nuzzle the assholes?
Yes, I said nuzzle the assholes.
You don't go nose to mouth.
You snuggle the assholes of the trolls.
You snuggle the assholes.
You don't feed them. You snuggle their assholes.
Just snuggle their assholes.
Yeah.
smuggle their assholes?
You smuggle their assholes in a larger asshole through airport security. No, wait, I'm sorry. From one BART station to another.
That's pretty expensive. Although not as expensive as if you stayed in the same BART station.
Yeah, that's... Josh the Maniac says, will Crimbucks be making a return this Crimbo? I've got one last Crimbuck that I've been meaning to get rid of, and here it sits. Huh. You know what we could do is we could allow... There's probably going to be a different currency this Crimbo. We could probably... We could maybe allow you to trade in any leftover Crimbucks for it if you wanted.
Huh.
To avoid having people just hang on to those, thinking that they might be useful someday. Of course, this makes them useful, so they might think this. Man.
I don't know. Because then people will ultra-farm the currency this year in
just
the hopes that it'll give them a head start for
next
year.
They'll ultra-farm it. If you've been paying attention to World of Warcraft, you would have seen how they just dramatically increased the price of all of the like badge gear
in the
end game stuff because they're tuning it for max level after the next expansion.
Ew.
And so people were farming it like crazy, including me. I spent like a few weeks running a lot of dungeons, earning currency to buy heirloom stuff for leveling alts during like after Cataclysm came out, and I just fucked around and didn't buy any of it before they multiplied all the prices by 5.
Oh.
Yeah. What are you going to do, man?
I think you're bad at video games.
I think I am bad at video games. Jesus Christ. I took the potion instead of the heart container.
Why did you take the potion instead of the heart container?
Because I was stupid. That's what I... Like, we talked about this on the Monday show. That series... Like, honest to God, that is one of the, like, most... The things that I'm the most ashamed of in my life. Like, when I think about humiliating moments, when I think about, like... The discreet, unambiguous indicators that I was stupid when I was younger, that's the one. I remember the train of thought. I remember the decision-making process.
What was it?
I'm always fucking getting killed in boss fights. If I take an extra hit point, then I'll have one more heart everywhere that I go, but one heart doesn't make the difference. What would make the difference is having the equivalent of 2 lives during a boss fight, because I'm so shitty at video games, that, like, having 3 hearts and the ability, the one time I need it, to get 3 more hearts is better than having 4 hearts.
Wow.
But, no. No. Clearly the wrong choice. The game should not have allowed me to make that choice. That was my argument on the Monday show. Because if somebody was suggesting letting people get a karma instead of perming a skill on Ascension. And I suggested that I did not want to make that option available to people because they might think that it was a good idea during times when it clearly wasn't.
I think somebody responded to that, suggesting that the way to do it, though, is to not make it a choice. Be it, you let them pick a skill, and it, in that thing, if they pick no skill, you give them a karma.
I don't know, man. I don't think it should let you ascend without picking a skill. I'm always terrified when I retcon in Twilight Heroes that I'm going to fuck up.
There are situations where you could not have any choices to perm.
Well,
so
I think that there are 2 or 3 people who have ever been in that situation. Right? I mean.
Well, yeah, but you need to allow. I mean, well, no, not necessarily, because...
All you have to do is not have permed all the skills from the class that you played?
Right.
Yeah. I guess. Fufu Bunny Slayer says, when the Boner Dagon was implemented, was it meant to be a cock-blocking joke? It's a Boner Dagon that blocks combat action? No, that wasn't... I mean...
It wasn't implemented with blocking stuff.
Yeah. Or Brisa says, will this year's Crimbo be like last year's, i.e. with a ramp-up during which being in hardcore won't matter? No. You're not going to want to be in hardcore starting tomorrow.
What, you said tomorrow? I don't know. That might be a little optimistic.
Well, I wanted to do it the day before yesterday, so I think tomorrow is pretty pessimistic.
I think we might be able to get it done tomorrow.
I think we can get it done tomorrow. It is super, super close. Like, almost all the art is done. Like... Gamelli gave us that list of all the mechanics of it have been pretty comprehensively tested. Yeah. So basically, there's going to be a thing that's going on, and then there's going to be the Crimbo event that probably starts on like the 14th or 15th, same as always. And the thing, the lead-in thing, which will also continue throughout Christmas, is going to be different than you're expecting. And while being in hardcore is not going to prevent you from experiencing it, it will make it a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You are not going to want to be in hardcore for this. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to finish your run and still do as much of it as you want. You just might have to hustle a little. That's what I was telling that guy on the last show. Hero of the Universe says, can we get some teasers as to what's in store for this Crimbo season? I think I just gave you some.
Yeah.
EBO143 says, hey, Jake and Scully, I want to know if I could listen to you guys live using my 2GB iPod Touch, updated to 4GB. Thanks, EBO143. Is there a Shoutcast client for the iPhone?
I seem to remember somebody saying that they were listening to the show live on an iPhone, but I do not remember.
All right. You're probably not going to be able to tell the difference between me and this next DJ, because I'm handing off to Casey Wiederman, who is apparently a radio DJ now. Huh. Or is at least covering for Saban tonight. But yeah, I think we're done for the night.
Sweet baby Jesus.
What?
I don't know. It's like near Christmas.
Riff, do you have any non sequiturs to add?
No.
All right, have a good weekend, everybody.
Good night.